From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Yesterday was a big news day in our city, and surely you already know about the high-profile resignations at the University of Missouri. Both the UM system president and MU chancellor are out. And at this point, it's likely you've also heard that most of the demonstrators who catalyzed those resignations did not want to talk to the press. There's a video making its way around the internet. If you haven't seen it, it's not hard to find. In it, there's a photographer, an MU student, insisting on his right to take photos. And the demonstrators insist he needs to leave.
Yes, I can. This is the First Amendment that protects your right to stand here, protects mine.
One of the demonstrators sizes up the photographer here, and they stare at each other pretty tensely, lips pursed.
I know that. I know you better back up.
Why?
I know that.
Not long after that, a reporter with headphones comes in the screen and says something inaudible to the photographer. The photographer looks at him for a moment and continues on. What that reporter said was, "There's nothing to gain from this. I know that because that reporter was me." Chances are you're going to see a lot of stories about this video, not about me, but about the First Amendment and about who is right and who is wrong here. I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but a funny thing happened yesterday, and honestly, I feel like I need to talk about it.
You lost this one, bro. You lost this one, bro. You gotta back up. You lost this one, bro. You just lost this one, bro.
That's one of the demonstrators telling the photographer to back up. This demonstrator was a black man, but other demonstrators in the area were white, black, men, women. The photographer appears to me to be Asian, though I didn't ask him. But myself and most of the other reporters there yesterday were white men. There's no avoiding talking about race here, not in a story about a demonstration against systematic oppression. And while there were many, many moments of unity between everyone, there were other moments where that was not the case. And for me, this came up in a big way later on in the morning. I accidentally found myself with a USA Today reporter inside what you might call the inner circle of demonstrators. And needless to say, as journalists, we were not a welcome presence. That other reporter, a white man from Denmark, said, "I have a right to be here." One of the demonstrators, also a white man, replied,
"Step back, and I'm not speaking on anybody's behalf. I'm speaking on my behalf. Get the back."
Then two more demonstrators, who were black women, called for more people to come help move us away.
"Can black man please come over here, please? Thank you. Black man!
Black man!"
This hit me pretty hard. It was playing on the fear of a stereotype so culturally ingrained it's at once taboo and unavoidable. And I couldn't help but question, what was I doing here? What value was I adding to this conversation by being there? At the same time, I also had to wonder, what's the point of shutting me out? When I got back to my desk yesterday, a reporter in St. Louis tweeted at me about a photo I had posted showing demonstrators blocking out the media. "What's the rationale for blocking out the media?" he asked. I replied, "I asked, was told, no comment." "This appears to be a concern," he wrote back, referencing a tweet that read, "White media loves to make things about them. It's disgusting." Honestly, I understand the sentiment. Here I am writing this story, after all. But I don't really know what to make of the whole day, really. And it sure would help to have a conversation. Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.